One such Muslim was a young boy by the name of Ammar. And Ammar came to his parents and he spoke to them, to his parents, Sumayya and Yasir, about Islam. And they became Muslims themselves. And they were a poor family, without a clan, without a tribe. This was easy for Abu Jahl and the people of Quraysh to target them. So they would come and they would isolate them. And in every means they could have, they could get, they would cause trouble to the parents of Ammar, to the point that they finally decided to kill them, but to kill them in a way in which they made an example of them to all the other Muslims. And so they dragged them out of their homes, all three of them, and they would torture Ammar as well as his parents, asking them, "Who is your Lord?" And they would only say, "Allah." And so they would torture them even more. They would want them to say Lat or Hubal or Uzza, these different idols, the different gods in Mecca at the time. Reports say that they were even crucified. They were put up on a cross, and eventually they were killed in the most gruesome of ways, his father being stabbed all over his body, his mother tied to horses moving in different directions until she died of the pain. Ammar was let go because he conceded to what Abu Jahl was telling him about proclaiming that the idols were his Lord. And so he was really hurt by this. He felt that he was a hypocrite by this. So when he would come to the Prophet afterwards, the Prophet would tell him, "No, you're not. That this is not like being a hypocrite. When your life was in danger, as long as your heart believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." But of course, Ammar, for the rest of his life, was one of the most loyal companions to both Prophet Muhammad and the Imam Ali alayhi salam, eventually reaching Shahada in his old age. And he was one of those who defended Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam when she had no defenders. Another oppressed Muslim is the slave known as Bilal, who would have a rock placed on his stomach as Abu Jahl would try to tease him and ask him who his Lord was, and use the same tactics on him he used on the first martyrs of Islam, Sumayya and Yasir. Bilal would always recite tasbih in order to remain conscious of God and to remove the pain from his heart. So he would recite again and again God's names, and we keep reciting Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. The Muslims took refuge in the valley, in the gorge of Abu Talib. It was very cold in the nighttime and very hot in the daytime. And many nights you could hear screams and cries come from the valley of Abu Talib because of the lack of food they had. The wealth of Sayyidah Khadija alayhi salam is what pushed them through those very difficult times. And Imam Ali alayhi salam would come down, as he is someone that was from Banu Hashim. He is much more protected in Mecca, and he would go into the black market and try to gather food for the people, of course, much higher prices, whilst Quraysh did not know that food was being sold to him. Or if some members were selling that food to him, they were making vast amounts of profit. If there was anyone caught that was doing that, they would be taken by Quraysh. Imam Ali alayhi salam was never caught. He would bring back the food in the night time. And it was from here that Abu Talib would tell Imam Ali to sleep in the bed of Rasulullah. This was a sunnah of Abu Talib. This began at this time. He would tell Imam Ali, sleep in the bed of the Prophet, just in case they would come and try to kill him in the middle of the night. Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam slowly would be known as Ummu Abiha. As the years went on, they spent 4 to 5 years in the valley of Abu Talib in this way. Sayyidah Zahra was only 5 years old when she would be supporting her father and comforting him in these difficult times, along with her mother, until there was no wealth left for the Muslims.